Welcome to Shomar Shova Nadav, your sponsor, Lurnishma, Sarim Yakushom, Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding Boabas or Daf Yutes. The Gemara Amud Beis discusses, can someone urinate on the wall of his friend? The Gemara brings a raya that it says in the Pasuk, Melochim Aleph, Perk Chafalef, Pasuk Chafalef, when the Novi says that Achov, a Rosho, will be destroyed. So it says over there, Vechrasti Leachov, Mashtin Bakir. I will kill from Achov anybody who urinates on a wall. So the Gemara proves from here that people do urinate on a wall. The Gemara's maskana is no. Mashti Bakir is not referring to a human being, it's referring to a dog. And therefore there's no raya that humans are allowed to urinate on someone else's wall. And the big pele is, what's the pshat that the Navi refers to anyone, human being or dog, as Mashti Bakir? I don't have any other definition. Just say, I'll take away from Achov the dogs. It won't be there anymore. Why do I say it in such a lashon? So let's start with another question of the Chasav Sofer. The Chasav Sofer asks, this is not the first time that the word Mashtin Bakir is referred, is mentioned in the Navi. It's already mentioned before twice. One is mentioned regarding Novel, who rebelled against David HaMelech, in Shmuel Aleph, and earlier in Sefer Melachim, by Yeravam, who's Ovid Avodah Zarah. Also, it says that Lashon Mashti Makir. So why the Gemara just brings our Lashon? Says the Chasav Sofer, when the Torah says Mashti Makir, the Gemara understands it refers to a dog, not to a human being. And the message is that whatever is going to be removed from this family that's being talked about is going to be completely destroyed, completely taken away. Then not only there will be no human beings left, there will be no animals, even a dog will not be left. But in the first two cases, it's never possible to talk about their assets, the animals. Why? Because the first one speaks about Novel, who was Moirid de Malchus, there was a rebellion. Someone who rebels against the king, Nechosov Lamelech, his assets go to the king. So when you speak about Novel, you want to tell me that Novel, he'll have nothing left in his name, not even dogs. Makes sense, because I don't want the Nechosim of Novel to stay there because it goes to the king, because he rebelled against the king. Similarly, regarding Yeravam. Yeravam was Ovid Avodah Zarah. But it brings the Chasav Sofer, the Chatzar HaMelech, the courtyard of the king, is considered to be a small city. When a city does Avodah Zarah, what happens? As it did at Eir Nidachas, where you destroy not only the people, but you destroy also the animals and the assets. So it makes sense, but Yeravam, I'm telling you, that he will be destroyed, even Mashti Makir, even a dog, because the whole thing will be taken away from him. But by Achov, there wasn't a Moirid B'Malchus. And it wasn't so much Avodah Zarah. Because, as explained, the Chasav Sofer, the one who did the Hasata, the one who convinced everybody to do Avodah Zarah, wasn't Achov himself, but it was his wife. And by a wife, you don't have a din of Eir Nidachas. That's what brings the Chasav Sofer. So here, I would think the Mashti Makir doesn't refer to an animal, to a dog. Why do we want to get rid of the dog? It's probably referring to a human being. That is the Avamin of the Gemara. And in the Oris, in the end of the Gemara, Shtroshon, which is the son of the Rashash, he brings another pshat. He says, because in this pasuk it says, V'echrati le'achov mashtin bakir ve'atzur ve'azuv be'Yisrael. Atzur ve'azuv clearly speaks about human beings. So mashtin bakir refers also to human beings. And just to add to all this, is that the Radak there in Malachim explains the Mashti Makir refers to a dog, as the Gemara says over here. But he brings it to Argum Yonison that says the Mashti Makir refers to a human being who was a bendas. Loshon Meshis Mikir Slibo, someone who's able to think. That's what Mashti Makir refers to. So all these Mefarshim come up to explain to us that really the Poshup Shah Mashti Makir means that you will destroy all human beings. And the Chiddush of the Gemara is they're referring to that we're taking away also the assets, take away the animals, they're also being gone. Says Shloimar, that maybe this is the reason we're using the Lashon of Mashti Makir. Because the whole purpose, as we see clearly from the Chasav Sofer, is to come and tell me that Kadosh Baruch Hu will take away, will destroy and take away any Zecher that this person has. We want to bring an example of a Zecher, something that's being lost. We bring the example of someone urinating on a wall. Why? When a person is not here, what's left? There's a Zecher Ba'alma that he was here because there's some residue, there's something left for the person, even though he's not here. So when a person is Chas Hashem destroyed, because what takes away a family, when the klal is so strong, I want to tell you that there'll be no residue, there'll be nothing left. So I use the Lashon Mashteh Magid to tell you that not only the human being won't be there, there will be no zikaron of him over there. There will not even be some residue, some leftover from him, what he was over here. He's completely gone. And that is the point of telling you that the Kelev is gone. Similar to we have Moir B'Machos, that we have Yeren Idachas, that we take away everything, we take away even the dog, we take away the whole thing, and it's being Merumas and Mashteh Makir Davke in these words to tell you there's no sign of this person left after he is gone. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to Hotzer Group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.